CEF Mobile. Mr. Andrew, KA3JCA. How you doing? KO4CEF.
Had a wonderful weekend.
Good, 3-day weekend. Definitely can't complain.
Have scouting this weekend, or was it a chance for yourself and family?
Around the house. We did sell camp cards at Lowe's, so we're doing good. Out of 200, I have 22 left. And if we can get those sold, both my boys will have earned $500 to go in their scout account so they can pay for their summer camps and stuff like that. Which teaches them to be thrifty.
Awesome. Tell you what, I miss my days of going to a summer camp and week-long camps and jamborees and God, you can reminisce on the old days.
It's definitely something now that I'm older and I see my boys doing it, see what they did. I think I would have enjoyed it. I don't know if there was one around Spartanburg. It's not something I don't think I ever mentioned as a kid because I didn't know anybody that was in it. But I mean, I did plenty of kids. But, you know, I get to see what all they get to do, and it's like, man, this would have been a lot of fun.
My dad was never a scoutmaster, but he went and he participated at our campouts and stuff like that and helped out. And he actually designed a couple of the chuck boxes back in the 60s and so forth like that, and toss in the trunk and take it out and set it up and pull out the legs, and it would sit up on its own legs. So it was kind of nice that I could recall that. I wish I would have stayed in Scouts and finished my Eagle.
So we're trying to get a plan together now for how he's going to get his Eagle, because he says he wants to get it. So we're, you know, he's only 14, so he's got time. He's going to try to get it. I think his goal is to try to get the next 2 years, which is doable. He'll just have to put the work in, but he's trying to work on some of the longer-term merit badges that take, 90 days, like, I think, personal management, and there was another one that was pretty long. So he's trying to work on some of those now, which I think is a good plan, because a lot of these boys get to where they're about to turn 18 and trying to knock out some of these last-minute merit badges. So far, it seems like he's set to start working on it. He's already got a couple of them, and he goes to a merit badge college here next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but next week, yeah.
All they do is just work on merit badges during that weekend. I was sitting here remembering, let's see here, I remember the little circles that you would sew on the sash and so forth like that, and then there was a period of time they came out with a little, and I don't know, it could have been even for Cub Scouts or Weeblos, but the little belt metal things that slid under your belt that were part of the merit badge system. It's been so long. KA3JCA.
Scouts get the little metal things that go on their belt, and the Boy Scouts actually get the badges. But yeah, he's working on his now, so he's picked, I think, three or four. Golly, I can't think of now. Three or four Eagle required merit badges. And for this weekend, so he's already got a couple, two or three of them. So he's slowly getting there. And like I said, these are the ones that take a while. So he's got plenty of time to work on them now, which is good. So seems like we're headed in that direction where he's gonna try to get it. Which if he does, he does. And if he don't, he don't. But I hear a lot of people say they wish they had finished it. So I'm trying to encourage him.
If he's ever in the car and you want to bring the subject up, I will encourage him and so forth, because it helps prepare you for life. It really does. And I mean, I'm not regretting that I didn't, but I do occasionally think about it now and then. You know, where would I be now had I achieved that goal?
Definitely that, and it opens up different opportunities. Like, there's some colleges I know around here that offer so much of a scholarship if you have earned your Eagle, stuff like that. So like I said, if he does it, that's great. If he don't, at the end of the day, I won't be disappointed. You know, I don't know what all it does for him, but, you know, the fact that he's kind of made up his mind, I think, is a big thing. So, and he seems to be pushing towards it now and kind of got his plan together.
Total merit badges do they have now? I mean, I think it was in the hundreds back when I was in.
Still in the hundreds. I want to say it's like 130 or 140. It may be a little higher than that, but it's still 100 plus merit badges. And I'm sure a lot of them have changed over the years. Like they have electronics and whatnot, you know, some of those, but it's pretty neat. There's some really cool ones that they can earn that don't have anything to do with the Eagle that I think would be a lot of fun just for them to try out, like the welding and, you know, like my son did the rifle and the shotgun merit badge at this winter camp, and he really loved that. Got the opportunity to shoot an old Western pistol and a revolver and stuff, so, I mean, they get to do some really cool stuff.
Actually, I just went to the BSA page, and it says there's over 135, and it doesn't give you the exact number, but it's nice to be able to see a lot of these on the screen, and bugling, and archery, and archaeology, and like you said, collections, communications. I remember the Citizenship of the World Award, and that's a required for the Eagle, and then same goes with the Society, so that's pretty neat.
We're HKX. Good morning,
KO4 KFW.
Good morning, Ken. KO4 CEF.
Good morning, Ken. KA3JCA.
Andrew and Richard, Miss Sally. Good to hear y'all on the radio this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good for the whole crew to be back.
Just need to get Mr. Eric in here, and I think we got the that, and I think David's usually up having his coffee, so yeah, it'd be nice. Get the whole group in here. KA3JCA.
Yeah, Dave, or he's working from home today.
RRLVHF contest this weekend, so if you want to try to work anybody from 6 meters and up, now's a good weekend to try.
Which was doing good yesterday.
Didn't even flip the radio over there yesterday. Didn't even think about it.
Italy, Germany, and where did I go? Colorado, and then on 10 meters.
Hawaiian stations down on the bands yesterday. I picked up one Hawaiian station on 10 meters and the other one on 15 maybe. I picked up two, so if one of them will confirm, I will have worked all states digital, which is, you know, not as impressive as phone, but I'm still going to be proud of it.
Max 7 for phone.
My HF antenna back up.
HF antenna back up.
Gary to come over and help me put it back up in the trees there. He ended up catching COVID, so he's been kind of quarantined.
I could wait in that situation. My app yesterday, I got, it's called Ham Alerts, I believe it's called. If I remember off the top of my head. But you can set it up to track a call sign or a different grid or stuff like that, and it will notify you on the app. So I set it up yesterday to tell me anytime a Hawaiian station was on, any of the DX. I can't think of it now. But anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. So it kept going off yesterday. I'd get on, I'd listen, see if I could hear them and see them on FT8. And like I said, finally I picked up two that I could actually hear. So if they list confirm it, I'll finally be happy. I'm gonna get that award for the mixed work doll state.
African stations on yesterday, but they were working split and that, but man, what a pile up.
Station split yet. I haven't either. I've heard them and not figured out they were working splits, or just haven't really stumbled across them yet.
Crossed him and he was you know what I mean? I could hear him calling out and talking to people, but I couldn't hear anybody else. And I jumped up five, and that's where the pileup was.
Greenwood Hamfest. Had a good time down there Saturday. So that's what I did.
For us, yesterday was a down day. Susan got caught up on some stuff at the house, and I just did a little bit of radio.
Was that Greenwood Ham Fest? Was it worth going? Would you go back again? I guess I should ask.
I had a good time at that one. It was small, but there were some good deals there, and I just had a good time meeting the people. More from what you hear on the repeater.
Dad and Gary in the pictures. I didn't recognize any other call signs. Some of them were hard to see, but it was pretty neat. But it looked like a pretty decent one, being inside and everything. I mean, not huge, but at least you were inside and not cold.
Good time, and there were some good deals down there on some stuff. No big pictures here for the department, but I mean, that was good too.
It'll make it not sell camp cards.
Up in Charlotte, I believe it's in March or April is the next one that I know of around your close by.
One in?
One that's over in Concord, North Carolina, just the other side of Charlotte.
To be honest with you, I hadn't looked at all the details yet. I know it's coming up, but that's about it. So I couldn't tell you. I'd have to look it up again.
When I went to that one two or three years ago with Sally and Ashley, and it was actually a very nice ham fest. Buddy, KA3JCA.
I'm still here. I think everybody's falling asleep on us.
No, I'm still here. I don't know. Just a lot of cars out here today for some reason. KN4 TFW.
Like, y'all can still hear me. I'm next to this light pole. Staying after holidays and B-shift's not working because parking lot's so empty.
Make a good parking spot.
I have it. I'm still parking about the same area every day, no matter how empty the parking lot is.
But healthy.
That spot's away, but it's just it's easy to get my truck in and out.
And today?
Rubbing in a little bit. I got diesel for under $4 a gallon yesterday.
How's that? Because it's still $4 everywhere I've seen around here. So I wish it'd come on down, but I think my dad was telling me yesterday that gas prices are going back up. So I've seen those over $3 a gallon now. So I don't know. It'd be nice for diesel to come back down some more.
$3.98 yesterday a gallon.
I find it. And they were happy. The diesel, $3.98 a gallon. Oh, man. I need it to come on down. I love driving my truck, man. It's not cheap. You know, it's. And I know it's not cheap to drive your truck at all.
But it's coming down a little bit. I hope it keeps coming down, but I know it's not. It's going to go back up. Because I'm in the black hole, so I'm going to take 7 green this morning. It's you, Richard, have
and I'm going to say 7-3 to Richard and Ken. Y'all have a good one. Hope you have a good day, and hopefully I'll get you whenever I get off and around 4 o'clock or so. We'll see. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear when you find
me. KA3JCA, and I'll be QSY.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. Enjoy that meeting. KN4 TFW, QSY.